Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from various sources of goings-on and activities in our area for the coming weeks and several months. Some of those sources include the Independent Weekly, the weekend section of the News and Observer, the newsletter for the Pinecone Traditional Review, and other various sources as well. And let us start with the Pinecone Traditional Review information. The 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series is already underway. The next performance in that series will take place on November 3rd of 2011 at 8 o'clock in the Fletcher Theater, and the performers that evening will be the Krueger Brothers. That's November 3rd, 2011 at 8 p.m. The Krueger Brothers, originally from Europe and now living in North Carolina, bring their unique take on American music, on Americana music, to Fletcher Theater in November. Their original music, composed by Jens Krueger, recent Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame inductee, is unpretentious, cultivated, and delightfully fresh. Their latest CD, Appalachian Concerto, released earlier this year, celebrates Appalachia, the history, the landscape, and the culture in a way only the Krueger Brothers can. These innovative, soulful, world-class virtuosos put on a performance that you will find breathtaking and unforgettable. Once again, the Krueger Brothers will appear at the Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Center for Performing Arts on November 3rd, 2011 at 8 p.m. And if you want to do some planning over the next several months for the Pinecone 2011-2012 series, on January 6th at the Fletcher Theater, that's January 6th, 2012, Deep River Rising, featuring David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman, will appear. It's January 6, 2012, 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater. On January 21st, 2012, at 8 p.m., also in the Fletcher Theater, a Red Horse, featuring Eliza Gilkyson, John Gorka, and Lucy Kaplansky. That's January 21st, 2012, at 8 p.m., for those of you who want to do some future planning. Artstober Festival debuts October 15th in downtown Raleigh. I hope I pronounced that correctly, Artstober. This festival will spotlight the resident performing arts organizations at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Celebrate the launch of a new fall tradition in downtown Raleigh with Artstober on October 15th at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Progress Energy Center's resident performing arts organizations, which include Carolina Ballet, Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, North Carolina Symphony, North Carolina Theater, North Carolina Opera, and Pinecone, will offer sample programming throughout the day. Marbles Kids Museum, Artsplosure, and Plein, P-L-E-I-N, Air Arts Festival on Licton Plaza will add to the festivities. Events are free to the public unless otherwise noted. The activities begin at 10 o'clock in the morning with coffee and cider, complements of center plate, and that'll be served in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. And events continue throughout the day, and the final events will take place between 8 and 11 p.m., including the Carolina Ballet, Dracula, the North Carolina Symphony, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, and Hot Summer Nights at the Kennedy, a cabaret evening in the Kennedy Theater. Once again, Artstober, October 15th in downtown Raleigh, and the events are free to the public unless otherwise noted. And speaking of the North Carolina Symphony, the North Carolina Symphony Pub Series returned to Raleigh on October 10th with Stravinsky, the master storyteller. This concert series or pub series includes four laid-back concerts with a mixture of good food and great music. If you buy the series tickets, you can save yourself some money. The first performance took place on October 10th. Future performances are on Sunday, February 12th, 2012, at Humble Pie, Dvorak's celebrated and rarely heard masterpiece, The American String Quartet. And for those who are really planning far out, there are two additional concerts in the series. One on Monday, April 16th at Buku, a Celtic night with traditional folk tunes, and movie composer Bernard Herrmann's Souvenir de Voyages. And Sunday, May 20th at Humble Pie, the 20th Century Masterworks, Caudalie's Duo for Violin and Cello, and John Adams' Sparkling, John's Book of Alleged Dances. Tickets to the pub series concerts are $65 per person, covering the multi-course meal and concert. The entire series can be purchased now for $200, but hurry, these concerts will sell out fast. Visit www.ncsymphony.org/pub for tickets. And this following information is something I'm sure most of you already know about the symphony. Founded in 1932, the North Carolina Symphony performs over 175 concerts annually to adults and school children. The orchestra travels extensively throughout the state to venues in over 50 North Carolina counties. The orchestra employs 67 professional musicians under the artistic leadership of music director and conductor Grant Llewellyn, resident conductor William Henry Curry, and associate conductor Sarah Hicks. Based in downtown Raleigh's spectacular Maimondi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts and an outdoor summer venue at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary, the symphony performs over 60 concerts annually in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and the Cary metropolitan area. And the North Carolina Symphony is currently performing at the Maimondi Concert Hall. The renowned guest artists are performing Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, and those concerts take place October 14th and 15th in Raleigh. The symphony brings a musical tour de force to Raleigh when two internationally renowned guest artists, conductor Miguel Harth Bedoya and violin Augustin Hedelic, join forces with the orchestra for a pair of powerhouse masterpieces, Sibelius's Violin Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Those performances are currently taking place. There will be performances on Friday, October 14th, and Saturday, October 15th, at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh at the Raleigh's Progress Energy Center. All those performances start at 8 p.m., Friday, October 14th, and Saturday, October 15th. Ignaz Solzhenitsyn joins the North Carolina Symphony for Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto, part of Zarathustra. Those performances will take place from October 27th through the 29th. The concert launches a four-concert piano icons mini-series. The theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey, launches a concert to remember later in October, when the North Carolina Symphony, led by Maestro William Henry Curry and joined by the renowned pianist Solzhenitsyn and violinist, Solzhenitsyn, and they will present works by three of classical music's leading lights. Zarathustra, featuring blockbuster music by Strauss, Beethoven, and Wagner, takes place in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina on Thursday, October 27th. The performances continue at Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. Once again, that's in Chapel Hill on October 27th on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Memorial Hall, and in Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh on Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. The Solzhenitsyn in question is celebrated pianist Ignaz Solzhenitsyn, son of Nobel Prize-winning novelist Alexandra Solzhenitsyn, and recognized as one of today's most gifted artists, enjoying an active career as both pianist and conductor. His extensive touring schedule has recently included concerto performances with major orchestras across the world, from Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington to London, Zurich, Tokyo, and Sydney. He is particularly well known for his interpretations of Beethoven. "Great Beethoven performances don't come along all that often," wrote the Philadelphia Inquirer, following a 2008 concert by the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, which Solzhenitsyn led as principal conductor for 6 years. Under Ignaz Solzhenitsyn, the group has been a revitalizing force with Beethoven, but now more than ever. And finally, regarding the North Carolina Symphony, the symphony announced that an all-new series of matinee pops performances will take place this season. Now all the excitement and entertainment of the symphony's beloved pops concerts can be enjoyed in the daytime for less money. Tickets can be purchased beginning at just $90 for three blockbuster performances in Maimondi Concert Hall at downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All three performances begin at 3 p.m. The 2011-2012 Pops Matinee Series begins with a Carolina Christmas on Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 26th. Join the symphony for a celebration of the holidays Carolina style. The concert includes the world premiere of a stirring new work for orchestra and a North Carolina string band by local singer-songwriter Llewellyn Dusset, plus Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Holy Night, the popular Christmas sing-along, and more. Concert goers will honor the season with the symphony music director Grant Llewellyn, Grammy winners Rhiannon Giddens Laffin, and Mike Compton, guitar wizard Joe Newberry, and the concert singers of Kerry. Then they can enjoy a high-energy afternoon of American rock favorites with the music of Billy Joel on Sunday, January 22, 2012. Finally, on Sunday, April 15, 2012, the orchestra invites audience members to hop off the train in River City for a fun and lively visit with fast-talking con man Harold Hill, Marion the Librarian, and the rest of Meredith Wilson's colorful characters. The symphony is staging favorite selections from the treasured Broadway show The Music Man, and it does not need all 76 trombones to make it a musical showcase to remember. Tickets to this entertaining matinee series are now available online at www.ncsymphony.org. or by calling the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services number at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. Buy today and save some money. Chapel Hill Community Church Concert Series features the Claire Lynch Band on Friday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m., special guests are Ann and Pete Sibley. The community church concerts take place at 106 Pure Foy Road in Chapel Hill. Tickets cost $20. Grammy nominee Bluegrass, the Claire Lynch Band at the Community Church Concert Series on Friday, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. The special guests, Ann and Pete Sibley, are winners of the Great American Duet Sing-Off on NPR's A Prairie Home Companion. And special events from the town of Cary include Applause. The Cary Youth Theater presents Schoolhouse Rock Live on Friday, October 14th, and Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday, October 16th. The performances on Friday and Saturday will be at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 2 p.m., and they will take place at the new Cary Arts Center. originally adapted and produced for the stage by Theater BAM from the series created by George Newell and Tom Yeo, based on an idea by David McCall. That's Applause, put on by the Cary Youth Theater, and which includes the show Schoolhouse Rock Live. On Friday, October 14th, Dangerous Dames Mystery Author Program, Friday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Meet mystery authors Julie Compton, Deborah Sharp, and Joanna Campbell-Slan for an evening discussion on their most recent books. Presented in cooperation with the Cary Library and Quail Ridge Books. For more information, call the Cary Library at 919-460-3350. That's Friday, October 14th, 7 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Skateboard and inline contest on Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m. And the location is Skate Cary. I'm not sure I know where that is, but the phone number is 380-2970. And the spectators are free for this event. And we'll have the chance to see local talent shred our ramps. We will have jam sessions, runs, and other competitions for beginners, intermediates, and experts. Cash prizes and giveaways for contestants will be happening all day. That's Saturday, October 15th at 10 o'clock in the morning at Skate, at SK8, at Cary, 919-380-2970. Happy anniversary to the Herbert C. Young Community Center, which is a free event that takes place on Thursday, October 20th, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 9 p.m. in the evening. And it will take place at the Herbert C. Young Community Center atrium. Join us for a piece of cake and celebrate our 20th anniversary in beautiful downtown Cary. Throughout the day, try a class, view the artwork, have your child participate in open gym, learn about our birthday parties, and more. Everyone is invited and encouraged to attend. The Concert Singers of Cary present Italian Vespers on Friday, October 21st at 8 p.m. in the new Cary Arts Center. 37 years before the debut of Messiah, the brash 20-year-old George Frederick Handel was studying the new concertato style in Italy, then the virtuosic center of the Western world. The result was the musically Protechnic Dixit Dominus, which is Psalm 110, designed to flaunt his ability to write elaborate and technically challenging music for both vocal and instrumental performances. That's the Concert Singers of Cary presenting Italian Vespers on Friday, October 21st at 8 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center. For more information, call 919-678-1009. Tickets cost $15. And moving on to other events taking place or about to take place in our area. Opening October 30th, the North Carolina Museum of Art will present Rembrandt, a rare look at a rare genius. The biggest name in the art world is coming to Raleigh. That's Rembrandt at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the East Building in the Maimonde Exhibition Gallery. Tickets are $18. You can buy them now by calling 919-715-5923. Rembrandt, October 30th, 2011, at the North Carolina Museum of Art, East Building, Maimonde Exhibition Gallery. Regina Carter, the preeminent jazz violinist of our times, will appear on Saturday, October 22nd, at the Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University. That is presented by Arts NC State. Saturday, October 22nd, 8 p.m., Stewart Theater, Regina Carter will appear. For information and tickets, dial 919-515-1100 or go to www.ncsu.edu/arts, A-R-T-S. And at the University of North Carolina, Theater of Performing Arts, live on stage in UNC's Memorial Hall on October 16th, Angelique Kidjo, an unstoppable force in world music. Her albums have found an audience way beyond the confines of the world music scene. That is Angelique Kidjo at the Carolina Performing Arts, live on stage at UNC's Memorial Hall on October 16th. For information, dial 919-843-3333 or go to carolinaperformingarts.org. And now through October 30th, Dracula as You Have Never Seen Him, presented by the Carolina Ballet, featuring world-class dancers and Broadway's Alan Campbell, accompanied by a live orchestra, choreographed and directed by two-time Tony Award nominee Lynn Taylor Corbett. Dracula extras for Saturday, October 15th. But the show will be on the stage from now and through October 30th. And for information, dial 919-784-4750. That is Dracula, presented by the Carolina Ballet in Raleigh. And at Duke University, Duke performances for the next couple of weeks on October 16th, Sunday, at 8 p.m. in Page Auditorium, legendary Balkan bandleader Goran Brekovic and his wedding and funeral orchestra. That's Sunday, October 16th at 8 p.m. at the Duke University. Ticket information can be obtained by calling 919-684-4444. And on Friday, October 21st, at Duke in the Nelson Music Room, Randy Weston, a jazz master pianist, will appear in the Nelson Music Room Friday, October 21st at 8 p.m. Once again, ticket information can be obtained by dialing 919-684-4444. Tickets for the annual Christmas Carol performance, directed and starring Ira David Wood III, the tickets for the Durham Performing Arts performances are currently on sale. Those performances will take place from on December 3rd and December 4th. The performances in the Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh will be on December 8th through the 14th. Tickets for those performances go on sale October 16th. For more information, dial 919-831-6058. Once again, A Christmas Carol starring Ira David Wood III. The Raleigh Little Theater presents The Woman in Black, a spine-tingling thriller. It's currently performing and will continue to perform now through October 23rd. The Woman in Black is adopted by Stephen Malatrat from the book The Woman in Black by Susan Hill. Performances will take place at Raleigh Little Theater's Canty V. Sutton Theater at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. And for information, call 919-821-3111. The Woman in Black, a spine-tingling thriller. Future Raleigh Little Theater performances include Sing Me a Story, performed by the Durham Savoyards, featuring bedtime retellings of four Gilbert and Sullivan stories with all the musical trimming. Those performances will take place October 29th at 8 p.m. and October 30th at 3 p.m. Once again, Raleigh Little Theater, 919-821-3111. Oktoberfest, featuring authentic German food, beer, and music, will take place October 15th in Carey's new Waverly Place Shopping Center, located at the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Tryon Road. October 15th from noon to 6 p.m. at Waverly Place in Carey. That's Oktoberfest, featuring authentic German food, beer, and music. Sounds like a lot of fun. Pittsburgh by Gaslight on October 15, 2011. You are cordially invited to the second to attend the second annual Pittsboro by Gaslight. Take a step through time and see what Pittsboro might have been like at the turn of the last century. This will take place on Saturday, October 15th, from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m., featuring appearances by Miss Ellen, Emmett Davenport, Tommy Edwards and Friends, Justin Johnson, Susan Ketchin, Silver Kitsune, Tallulah Love, and more. Pittsboro, a community with a proud past and an exciting future. That's Saturday, October 15th, from 12 p.m. until 11 p.m. And, of course, we all know that the State Fair is, the North Carolina State Fair is currently underway. And if you're going to the State Fair, why not hop on one of Capital Area Transit's annual State Fair shuttles in order to avoid the parking and traffic hassles? The shuttles will run every 20 to 30 minutes each day of the fair, which runs from October 13th through the 23rd. Service is from three convenient locations around Raleigh. Number one, Hillsborough Street. Number two, that begins at Wilmington and Morgan and will travel to the fairgrounds via Edenton and Hillsborough Streets. Number two, North Raleigh, Nonstop Express at 2912 Wake Forest Road. And number three, at the Wake Med Soccer Part, a Nonstop Express, which will take I-40 to exit 290 or 291. Exact change is required on the Hillsborough route. For more information, visit gotriangle.org or call 485-RIDE, R-I-D-E. That's a bus ride to the North Carolina State Fair. Creative Writing at NC State University presents U.S. Poet Laureate W.S. Merwin. That's on Monday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Talley Student Center in the Stewart Theater. The reading is free and open to the public. For parking information, maps, and directions, go to ncsu.edu/arts/maps/directions.html. This is being presented by the North Carolina State's Department of English, the Master of Fine Arts in Creating, College of Humanities and Social Sciences. That's the U.S. Poet Laureate W.S. Merwin on Monday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Talley Stewart Center in the Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University. Friends of the Durham Library present books for sale. Find great bargains on gently used books and support the Durham County Library with your purchases. That sale will take place on Friday, October 14th, Saturday, October 15th, and Sunday, October 16th. That's at the main library at 300 North Roxborough Street in Durham. Call 919-560-0100. Your donations of gently used books, CDs, and DVDs are welcome. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time. Thank you for listening.